This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
There was once a dream. You could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's mightiest heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith. Trust.
Well, if it isn't the Star-Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
Well, take your pixie out of your pockets, Neverlanders. Sprinkle some of that pixie dust around. Think your happiest thought, and we're going to fly away to Neverland. But we're Lost Boy Ericless. But that's okay. I am your host, the Spider Pan, Jeremy, and we've got Pixie Heather with us.
Hi.
Yes, and she'll hopefully speak up, and so you'll be able to hear. She's very quiet, and we're having to share a microphone, but you don't mind being this close to me, do you?
I guess not, since I've been married to you for, what, almost 14 years?
Almost 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we see, apparently we're off to a bad start. You don't even know how long we've been married. It'll be 15 years in May.
Well, I mean, like, we're on our 14th, but, yeah, like, 15th will be our...
We've almost finished our 15th year. We've done 14, we're on our 15th. We are about to complete 15 years.
Okay.
Wow, see, we're in trouble already, aren't we?
Well, if you add up all the other years we've been together, like, it's 20. I mean, like, yeah, we've known each other for 20 years.
Yeah, we met each other in 97 when you graduated high school, and yeah, so that's a whole other story. Maybe on the anniversary, would we bore everyone to death? Would y'all like to hear our entire story if we don't like our anniversary weekend, if we just did that for the show?
Some of our listeners might have already have heard it before. But
I don't know. I don't think we've ever told the whole story. Plus, you know, I have set it up to where you have to be a Patreon supporter to hear some of our older episodes. Anything outside of a year are pulling out of iTunes. Uh-huh. So, if you want to hear some of those older episodes, you're going to have to become a Patreon supporter, but it's very simple. I have links there on the website. We'll also tell you about it at the end of the show, how to become a Patreon supporter. And for as little as just helping us out for a dollar, you get access to all of our shows. Because it does really help to keep paying for this show. This does come out of my pocket. But anyways, I don't want to talk about that. We want to do some fun stuff.
Fun.
Yes. Mainly today, we have a lot of fun news. We had two new trailers, one of which you saw, but you haven't gotten to see the second one. So we'll get a live reaction out of you.
Oh, okay. I forgot which one it is. You told me, but
more surprises then.
I kind of forgot which one it was.
So she's not going to know what's going on. All right, so this will be great. So we've got lots of fun news to be able to talk about, some new trailers. Depending upon how long we jabber on, it's been a while since we've had a nice, good Neverland story time. Maybe even we'll be able to hop on a ride experience. I don't know. I'm doing everything almost live today. But Eric, of course, is not with us because he's in Walt Disney World celebrating his anniversary, and I think he even just had his birthday, as he stated it.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday and happy anniversary.
Yes.
And yeah, his birthday, because he's had more birthdays than I have. Not by many, but he's had more birthdays than I have. So.
Oh, wow.
So we don't say how many. I'll gladly tell you my birthday, how many I've had, because I don't care. Once you cross 40,
it's an easy number. I mean,
yeah. Once you've crossed 40, why bother anymore? You know, there's no hiding it. It's like, yep, I'm over the hill in body, but under the hill in spirit. Is that That'll work, right? I'm a hobbit.
You're a hobbit. I'm under a hill.
I am a hobbit. Okay, but
you have the feet for it too.
I'm a what for it?
You have the feet for it.
Yes, I do. I have big, ugly, hairy feet.
But we like them.
Yeah. Well, hopefully at least you do, because you're kind of attached to me, and I'm attached to them. So, okay, well, we're...
Anyway, enough banter, right?
Oh, no. No, we're just getting started.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I got to tell everybody, and I will... I put links into the Facebook page and out on Twitter, which Hootsuite, where I usually post all this stuff, is giving me issues. So I think they've changed how they're doing my free account. Of course. But I posted out there that this past week on Wednesday, I got to record, or I was a part of, a game show that is filmed on the campus of the University of Central Missouri. So this is called Game Central, and it's somewhere across between charades and the $10,000 pyramid. And so basically I'm on a team of DMP students, that's the digital media production students, and we were taking on some of the faculty of the communications department. I know at least one of them is DMP. Two of the teachers I don't think I've had in a class before. They're mainly communications focused. So we were basically competing, but the fun thing is, okay, so how I got selected as a contestant, the way Jackie phrased it, is because I'm kind of a, like, would be a celebrity in the DMP department. Not because I'm, like, the greatest student in there, but everybody knows me as that Neverland Podcast Disney guy in there.
You make your presence known.
Yes. Well, heck, I wear my shirt, and I even, you know, self-promoted in the show, and the host of the game show, Hannah, thought it was kind of funny that when she was asking us to introduce ourselves, I tried to face, I didn't know which camera was active, but I tried to turn to the camera and show my Neverland Podcast shirt. So, you know, hey, if that's what brought me into the game show, that's what I'm going to utilize. But I don't want to spoil what happened on the game show. Needless to say, it was pretty comical. And the very first category of what we were guessing was Disney, so I think you would enjoy it. So I will try to post a link up here in the show notes. Also, if you're not following us on Facebook, why not? Because that's where I posted links. It's Facebook. We have a Facebook group and a fan page, plus, you know, Twitter. So make sure you go and check it out. We'll tell you where those are here at the end of the show. We have a sounder that I bet all the locals, the regulars, probably ignore because it's the same sounder we've had for I don't know how long. Because it has Yeehaw Bob in it. But speaking of Yeehaw Bob, Eric sent me some audio. He got to go to a Yeehaw Bob show.
Nice.
He's got he's got audio that he recorded. It's over an hour long, so I'm not sure when I'm going to use it, because it'd be one of those days that either there's like nothing that happened interesting, or if I need a weekend off, then that's usually when I find these hour-long things, like all these Planet Comic-Con, panels that I've been at that are like over an hour. I'm like, well, gosh, but I have all this other stuff. And this week, there's just too much stuff to talk about. So I couldn't just throw it in for this week. So we're gonna sit on it. But Eric's probably recording a lot more audio that he's going to bring, and I'm sure he'll have some stories for us next week. Well, okay, so yesterday, though, some other fun stuff that happened this week. So we talked last week that Denny's is doing some promotional stuff for the Solo, a Star Wars story film. So we went to Denny's yesterday.
Yep, we did.
Yep. So... So what they had a special menu. What did you see on the menu that was pretty good?
Oh, well, we actually didn't order anything from the menu.
Yeah, not from the Solo menu.
From the Solo menu, but it was...
I almost did.
They had like a skillet that had like two eggs, which were supposed to be the two moons, like skillet.
Yeah.
And then they had like some pancakes. What was this, like reactor? Was it like reactor something? Pancakes where they had like... sprinkle Pop Rocks on the top of it with your strawberries, and like they had orange citrus sauce juice that was, you know, that went on top. And
that skillet had a lot more than just two eggs. I mean, it had like mushrooms and I think sausage.
Oh, yeah, there's
peppers.
A lot of good stuff.
It sounded really good. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of stuff I almost ordered it too. I almost ordered those pancakes, but I didn't want the Pop Rocks because the candy, you know, diabetic. I shouldn't eat Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
They had a shake though that had some Pop Rocks in it.
Mm hmm.
But yeah, we ended up having like some French toast.
Yeah, the French toast went Grand Slam.
Yes, but we did get a really... Oh, and you had set it over here, and I moved it. Oh, here it is. They have four different of these cups, and I'm picking it up and displaying it at my monitor.
As if they can see you.
Exactly. Well, I want to hold it to describe it, but we've got one that's got Han Solo, young Han Solo on it. But it's neat because the cup, the lid, is the Millennium Falcon before it gets modified. I mean, you can tell that... He's clipped the tip off and took a chunk out of the middle here, probably to make it faster. I don't know. And the satellite dish is just laying kind of flat on the top of the Falcon. But you really get a pretty good look at what the Falcon looks like in the film. And there's even a picture of it. And, you know, because, you know, so far in the trailer, we've kind of got glimpses of it. But, you know, I don't really get a good look at it until, we got this cup. But if you go to Denny's, you can get this cup. I think this was like $3.99 for the cup. And then for $3 donated to, it's like a kid's hunger thing. Yeah. I fed some kids and got two Topps trading cards. Now, Eric had heard something about you're going to get like Sabacc cards. No, they're just Topps trading cards. And you only get two for $3. So I hope I fed a lot of kids for $3. Because we didn't get a lot of cards. And you had them in your purse, but I guess we don't have them in here with us. But we got like Lando and what the other guy's like, Morlog or something. Which I don't know if it's a thing or if that's a character's name. I have no idea what that is.
Well, I guess we'll find out when we see the movie.
Yeah, he's wearing like white stuff. I'm sure I could look it up and find out online, but I don't want to know that much. I want to go in and just be surprised by everything, personally. So, but that was our fun yesterday. Do you have anything fun this week that you want to bring up other than that? I'll take that as no.
No.
But I did make a nice purchase I want to recommend to everybody. I haven't got a chance to read the articles, but no one buys a Life magazine book for the articles. You buy it to look at the pictures. But there is Inside the Disney Parks, the happiest place on Earth, that is supposed to be on display until June 29th, so you should be able to find it. You're going to have to actually find a magazine stand somewhere in a store to find it, or I think some Walmart sometimes put these out as a impulse buy. Somebody had posted it to Facebook, so I had suddenly had the thought when I saw the magazine stand over when I was at a store. I was like, wait a minute, let me see if I find that. But it's got pictures throughout the entire history of Disneyland and Walt Disney World. It has pictures of Disneyland Paris and over in China and Tokyo. And I learned something I didn't know, that in Disneyland Paris, if we ever get a chance to go, you're going to go crazy in this, but there's like a hedge maze based on Alice in Wonderland.
I love Alice in Wonderland, and I like hedge mazes.
So yeah, that would be fun.
Hedge mazes.
So, yeah, if we ever get a chance to go to Paris, that'll be one of the highlights that you'll definitely want to go and check it out. But definitely, I recommend going and picking this up at a newsstand because it's really, really, really cool. But for now, we got a ton of bits of news here. So,
spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
Okay, well, Chewie, you got anything you want to tell us? Well, that's very, very interesting. I'm playing with my soundboard buttons, don't look at me that way. Well, Chewie is really excited. Because Chewie likes food.
That's his name, Chewie, right?
Well, yeah, I suppose Chewie you could food. Do that. But I found this in two different locations, both from the Orlando Sentinel and also on the Disney Parks blog. But we've got a little preview about some of the food offerings that's going to be in Toy Story Land when it opens here in June. Mm. Ooh, yeah. So I think they had a bit more specifics on the Orlando Sentinel. They had some photos. But this is going to be Woody's Lunchbox.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's fun. I wish there was a picture of what the actual little... I figure this is mostly like fast service, because I figure it'd be shaped like a lunchbox. Because you're supposed to be shrinking down to the size of a toy in Toy Story
Land.
That
would make sense.
Yeah, so you're experiencing everything from our friend's perspective. Isn't that cool, Chewie?
You're just playing with the buttons now.
Yes, I am. But they have some breakfast stuff. They have a breakfast menu. And then it has stuff like a banana split yogurt parfait, so you can pretend you're eating healthy while you're still eating a banana split. But I guess a banana split's healthy. It's a banana.
Yeah.
And it's yogurt, and I'm not really big on yogurt personally, but might be good.
Some people like it, you know.
But, this is what's funny. It's a breakfast bowl, and they're calling them potato barrels. They're tater tots.
Tater tots, yeah.
Yeah. But it's a breakfast bowl with potato barrels, eggs, gravy, and a gooey-looking s'more French toast breakfast sandwich. I guess the sandwich is not part of the bowl.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine them piling all that up in a bowl. That might be kind of odd.
Yeah, and it says the breakfast menu includes two tarts that resemble popular rectangular icing glazed toaster convenience food.
Pop-Tarts.
And you can even see in the picture, it's they're thinner than Pop-Tarts, but they're... Definitely got some icing and stuff on there. But they even have stuff later in the day, like some sandwiches.
Okay, so this list includes smoked turkey, eggs, Swiss peppers, and onions on sourdough, which I love some sourdough. That sounds really good.
That does sound pretty good.
Barbecue brisket melt. Barbecue's always tasty. Like us in Kansas City, we love us some barbecue.
But yeah, I don't know how good the barbecue is down in Orlando.
Monte Cristo, which I don't know what's involved in a Monte Cristo, but it does has raspberry jam on it. So I'm thinking maybe it's a dessert of some kind?
It's a sandwich. And,
oh, okay.
Okay, now, when I first saw this posted to this link on Facebook, somebody was saying, oh, finally I'm going to be able to get a Monte Cristo here in Orlando. But I thought they had already had them somewhere.
Hmm.
Normally the Monte Cristo is a sandwich that is served over in Disneyland at Pirates of the Caribbean over in the Blue Bayou. It's a restaurant that overlooks where riders are first going through the bayou before they actually go back in time and see pirates and stuff.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be a really, really tasty type sandwich. Now, our friends Philip and Amanda have like a cookbook that has how to make a Monte Cristo sandwich. I think it's got like sauerkraut or something. It's got something odd on it that
raspberry jam to me is kind of odd on a sandwich unless you've got peanut butter on it.
Yeah, and I don't know if raspberry jam is a normal thing on a Monte Cristo or if that's something special. I don't know what the detail is. I don't know if it has any more specifics on the Disney Parks blog about this Monte Cristo. They do have some different pictures. You can see these different sandwiches. Like, there's that s'more French toast breakfast sandwich.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's basically French toast. They've put some chocolate and marshmallow in the middle and put graham crackers on the top.
Mm.
There's that smoked turkey, eggs, Swiss peppers, and onions on sourdough, which sounds delicious. There's pictures of the breakfast bowl, which has, like, eggs and gravy on top of those potatoes. That looks awesome. I'd love a breakfast bowl.
Yeah.
But okay, that's the barbecue brisket melt. Let's see what we can find. There, it's the Monte Cristo. Okay, so I guess it doesn't have like sauerkraut, but it's ham, turkey, Swiss, and raspberry jam. Maybe that's what I had heard was the raspberry jam that kind of turned me away from it, because I don't like raspberries much.
All the other stuff sounds good, but the raspberry jam just sounds like an odd, like, throw-in.
But ham,
maybe
turkey,
it's
and Swiss.
Better than you think. Like, you know, ham with the sweet of the raspberry probably would be good. You know, turkey, you can have some sweet with it, and, you know, I don't know. Who knows? Give it a try. If you guys try it, let us know what you think.
Yeah, I think a lot of the big park fans have already had one. It's a very popular sandwich.
Hmm.
But like I said, I'm not a fan of the raspberry jam. I think it's the raspberry jam that I'd heard of that is Kate made me kind of, ugh, because normally I know it's like a, what kind of sandwich is it? A Reuben that has like corned beef, but it also has like sauerkraut, and that's what kept me from ever eating one. Because I like corned beef on a sandwich, but I don't like sauerkraut.
We can't really, you don't really taste the sauerkraut so much because you got the ham, and then when you put the Thousand Island dressing on it with the Swiss cheese, you don't really notice the sauerkraut.
Yeah. But this, I would take the ham, turkey, Swiss as a sandwich and be happy with it. I don't know if I need raspberry jam, but I might be surprised.
Yeah.
So we'll keep looking.
Us what you think.
Yeah. I love this. Tachos.
Tachos.
Potato barrels, or tater tots, with corn chips, chili, and cheese. And it says even on Disney Parks blog on the caption, what's not to love? Thing is, I could totally make this myself.
You could, yeah.
And sit there and veg out and watch Star Wars or something.
Chili cheese fries with some Tostitos on top.
In fact, let's go to the store later and get... You were saying we haven't had chili at all this winter.
Chili all this winter, which is so weird because we usually have chili at least like three or four
times.
Over the course of the winter. But this year we made it through without having any chili.
We should get some Fritos, some tater tots, a bit of shredded cheese. Looks like some sour cream on top. Yeah. We've got a few of these green onions.
I got chives. We got plenty of chives.
Chives, yeah, that might be tasty. But there's also going to be some soups, like a tomato basil soup. I said basil.
Basil.
Great mouse detective.
Yep.
Vegetable macaroni salad and of course, potato barrels. That's still funny. And apparently, I didn't realize the official snack cheese of Walt Disney World Resort is those little mini Baby Bells, which I don't know if I've ever had any, but now I want one.
I don't think I've ever had any, but I think they're like mozzarella.
I think there's different types of Baby Bell cheeses you can get.
I don't know. I've never... Yeah, there's your banana split.
Yeah, there's the banana split.
We're looking
at
pictures now.
Yeah, we're looking at the photo. There's a lot of photos on the Disney Parks blog if you want to take time to check it out. And it looks pretty good. I mean, it's got strawberries, bananas, some chocolate, looks like some oats on top, and a lot of yogurt. And that's what's going to turn me off. Soda floats, which...
You love a good float.
I love a good float. And everybody always goes straight for the root beer. But, you know, try different flavors in a float. Because strawberry soda's awesome.
Dr.
Orange soda's
floats.
Great. I don't know if I've done a Dr. Pepper.
Well, I like Dr. Pepper anyway, so...
Oh,
like,
and this... We have to go for this.
Okay, what?
Okay, it's called an Alien Sipper. And you buy it and you fill it with any fountain drink or even the signature Mystical Portal Punch. which is like Powerade, Mountain Berry Blast, and it's got like lime and tangerine.
It's like a Toy Story.
But take a look in the middle of there. Tell me what you see.
It's got a little alien, like, a little, what is it? What do they say? Like, ooh, yes. Yeah.
Well, the claw of the
cup. You have saved
cup.
Our lives. We are eternally grateful.
But the cup is, you got the straw that comes in the side, but the cup on the dome lid has, it lights
little
up.
Claw.
And the claw is coming down, and the little alien is in all the claw coming down, all inside of the cup. I want one so bad. Eric, if you listen to this and you're down there, buy me one, I'll pay you back, right? Well, except for they're not going to have this until June 30th, though.
Uh-huh.
Oh, uh-huh. I'm going to have to send somebody to Walt Disney World and get me one. I love this cup.
Yeah.
I want one. It is so cute.
You can add it to all the other cups that you have, which you have a lot of.
Yeah, now
cups.
We have a Millennium Falcon cup because I had to have it. It was Star Wars.
You just have a soft spot for, like, collector cups.
Maybe I do.
You do.
Okay. I'm glad you're here because you've actually watched that Avatar movie. Okay, so I guess in the film Avatar, these were called like an ant, and they were different. They had a dome over it, and I guess they were used for combat.
Gosh, I've only watched the movie once, but I feel like there was some kind of like mining operation or something like that. Maybe they were used for combat. I don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember. Yeah, but
because it says it's a utility suit, so that's not a combat suit. That's
right.
Like a utility suit, and I feel like they were. In the movie, they were like mining or something like that, collecting, and that's why they were going into that world of Avatar.
Well, there's a reason why they're called utility suits now.
Oh, okay.
So there's even some video on the Disney YouTube channel for Disney Parks.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see it moving, you can tell it's actually somebody who appears to be on stilts, but the look of it is somebody sitting down in a thing with these robotic legs,
yeah.
And there are movements they can control the arms. But what's cool is this is, you know, Pandora's now repurposed because now we're all friendly with the blue Smurfs, mm-hmm. or giant blue Smurfs, whatever. But they're going to have people walking around that are going to point out all the interesting plant life and things on the planet. And they're going to be walking around in these suits, but they have little microphones so they can talk and interact with guests and say, oh, look at the interesting flora and fauna. And then they can tell you about it because now they're exploring the planet and they use utility suits. So it's added storytelling onto Pandora.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Now, the conservationist in me would feel like maybe we need to have, like, a native plant discussion.
But they have that. They
okay.
And I'm sure this is a way to stem over towards, you know, conserving and taking care of things, because that's what Animal Kingdom is all about.
Yeah.
And they do have
that's really what
like
Avatar
that.
was really about, like protecting this alternative world and the people in it and things
but
like
see,
that.
You know, by teaching people about this foreign world and how to love to respect nature and stuff, it's translating to Earth, I'm sure. But that's pretty neat. I'm not going to bother to show you the video because, you know, let's move on. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, you didn't go see Black Panther.
No, I didn't.
Well, you will like it. It is a fun movie. It is good, but you're getting a little tired of Marvel films. I think probably my fault.
Yeah, I think I'm getting a little bit of that. They're too much of a good thing because, you know, I know we push them out and people are hardcore, like, you know, comic book fans. Like, they're just eating this all up. But, you know, I mean, I've read some of the comic books. I mean, I grew up watching Spider-Man, you know, Saturday morning and, you know, and all of these kind of things like that. And so, I mean, I knew the characters but of Marvel more than I realized that they were Marvel. But I think maybe I'm getting a little bit...
A little burnout.
A little burnt out of it. So, like, I kind of want
to
pick...
Well, she has to live with me, folks, so...
Pick with, you know, I want to get excited about the ones that, like, you know, I feel like they look... Like I got excited about Thor Ragnarok. Like, that was awesome. I love that movie.
That was fun.
And I'm excited for the Avengers movie because it's bringing all these characters from all this place, you know, and so
and you're not going to be familiar with Black Panther so much because you haven't even... We're going to have you watch Civil War.
Yeah,
so
I've
see Black
seen,
Panther.
Like, the end of it, but I haven't seen the
whole
thing.
The whole movie. It's a fun movie. But the thing is this Blu-ray DVD release is actually coming after Infinity War will be out, so you won't get to see... get introduced really to Wakanda until this, because it'll be important. Because this is coming out, and I believe it was May 7th. Let me look that up again. But it's going to be early May, but there'll be the digital release before you actually get the disc release. So, it'll be on Movies Anywhere on May 8th. And then it'll be out on Blu-ray, DVD, 4K on May 15th. Of course, so we'll be waiting until May 15th before I even think about getting, because I'm not going to buy just a digital copy if I can help it. I like physical copies. But we know some of the special features. It's out on superherohype.com. Now, and it does say that the bonus material may vary by retailer because sometimes Target and Walmart will do competing bits of specials to try to convince people that they need to buy it there.
Mm-hmm.
I frequently find either way it's on sale, and so getting it that first week is usually the cheapest time to buy, like especially a Disney film, because they rack them prices up on us for Disney films, because they know that we're crazy for it. It's like Nintendo. Yeah. If you buy a Mario or a Legend of Zelda game, that price is gouged.
You can pretty much set your own price because you know people are going
to
buy it.
Because yeah, they know we want it, so they get us. Yeah. They have every right to do that. I wish they wouldn't, but they have every right. That's how you make money. But so let's read off some of this list, and I'll let you read off some of this stuff. Because you're not getting to talk because
where,
I can talk
I don't
much.
Know where to start.
Right here, what it says on the Blu-ray.
Okay, so on the Blu-ray, we got a director's intro, and then like from page to screen, so kind of, you know, how they create the movie and the filmmaking on that.
Yeah, roundtable discussion even, so I wonder who all's at the table.
Yeah, you'll be interested in that because you like those
kind of things. I'm getting into how they make stuff. I mean, heck, that's what I study even.
Yep. Crowning a new king, so exploring the world of Black Panther and all the complexity that goes within it. And then The Warriors Within, this is about the Wakanda women and the actors who portray them. And that was something
me.
I did hear, that there is like the women is a big part of this movie.
It was their movie more than was T'Challa's movie. Mm-hmm. It really was. Mm-hmm. And they were awesome though. So it was still a good time.
So good.
It was, it didn't take anything away from the movie itself. It was weird that I didn't feel like he was the main character in his own movie. Sort of like
it would be kind of odd.
That Lone Ranger movie was like a Johnny Depp ass Tonto movie more than it was about the Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
Which kind of hurt that movie, but it worked in this. Because all the side characters were great. Mm-hmm. They were really entertaining women. I think you're going to like this one when you get a chance to see it.
Okay, and then they've got like a little bit on Hidden Kingdom Revealed, so Wakanda's diverse people.
And we saw a little bit in the film. There's like some sheep herders and stuff like that, and all kinds of different people, so that should be fun.
And then a little specialist exploring the technology in Wakanda, because, you know, we know that they've got like that special metal and...
Vibranium.
Yeah, they kind of have the, you know, so it's kind of different there. They're kind of advanced, but
yes, they're
not
very advanced.
Like anyway, so that's just what I know.
They're Star Wars level tech.
Okay,
really, and
that's not gonna be interesting.
Yes, it's gonna be cool.
We got some deleted scenes. Looks like there's four of them that they list. They're in a gag reel. Gag reel's fun. Oh, the one on Ragnarok. I love that. Just sat and watched that, the gag reel from Ragnarok.
And I think there's supposed to be a gag reel for The Last Jedi, because I think StarWars.com has released or put it up on YouTube, and I haven't watched it yet.
I feel like I've seen it.
I haven't sat and watched it, but I don't know if it's on the disc, but it's not listed in the digital version, because usually what I do is when I buy the movie, I put my code into the Disney Movie Rewards, which then unlocks my digital copy for the Movies Anywhere, which sends it to Vudu, which enables us to watch it right off our Google Fiber box. But I didn't see a gag reel, so I don't know if there's one on the disc, but...
I don't know.
I've heard there is a gag reel. I don't know if I need to do a trick to get to it.
Something else, I don't know.
I've seen YouTube, and I think it was a Star Wars official YouTube has had it. I just haven't sat and watched it. I'd want to watch it off my disc, but yeah.
Okay, so we got a sneak peek at Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is going to be exciting to see those two together.
We don't own a copy of Ant-Man yet.
No, we don't. We don't.
I don't think we've seen it in full from start to finish since the theater. And that's a lot of fun, that movie. It was really great.
So then we got a little thing
plus
on...
Paul Rudd is local.
Oh, okay.
He's from, like, I think Overland Park.
Okay. So, yeah. Woohoo! So, first 10 years of Marvel Studios, and, like, how the universe is all coming together, and then, like, a
big
director's
celebration.
Commentary, of course.
Which I would have thought they would want to have out and in our hands before Infinity War, because that's, like, the summation of 10 years. But maybe with releasing Black Panther in May, there might be some kind of hints to Infinity War that they didn't want to spoil anything.
Could be.
So, give us a chance to watch it, which... Well, today is the 15th, so we're just 2 weeks away from an Infinity War.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yep. So we got some... If you get the digital, there's some exclusives there. Like a tourism ad for Wakanda.
Yeah, and it's in-world. So this is like Star Tours when you have ads of visit this planet.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be like tourism. And the funny thing is they have a before and after. Which, you're not going to completely understand this, but and Wakanda has disguised itself for centuries as having, like, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're just a bunch of sheep herders and whatever, you know. And so, in the film, spoiler warning, but you probably knew this was happening, T'Challa does go into the UN and he wants to now share. He realizes that he needs to share with the rest of the world all of their advancements so they can help people of the world. And so you have a Wakanda before, like, come see us herd sheep. And then a before, and then an after of, like, come see what we've really built here that we want to now share with the world. Because we realize that people from Africa even were, you know, are you know, living really impoverished and all the rest of the world, like, mm-hmm. these are our people too, so we need to make sure everybody is together and we can all learn science together and stuff. Oh, did I even tell you this? Everybody on the show has probably heard this, but I did tell you about Marvel and, well, Disney doing this really neat with STEM. Which is science, technology,
engineering, and math. Yes,
they're opening STEM centers in California. I think was it San Diego? But yeah, based upon, because that's actually at the end of the film. That's kind of what T'Challa does. Mm-hmm. Is he goes to some of these neighborhoods and wants to spread, you know, teaching the sciences and technology and stuff like that. So yep. It's very kind of cool to do that. So, yep. But I like that, and that, so that might be part of the after. It's like, oh yes, we want to teach and learn stuff. I'm afraid the cat is going to chew on stuff.
She wants to play with stuff. She's just playing with this little
Our cat right now is actually in studio, because if we're both in studio, the cat will cry that somebody's not out there with her. And yeah, she's playing with stuff she's finding on the floor.
So if you hear any, like, jingle or meowing or crinkling of things, that's the cat.
That is the cat. Okay, so the next fun thing... Oh, I told you about this earlier this week.
Yeah, you did.
And now you're going to get to see this. Isn't that cool?
And your 1-ohm-meter went off.
Yes, but there's no way I could probably actually afford this. Mm-hmm. This is a 1/4 scale collectible Infinity Gauntlet. It's not that you can wear it or anything.
Yeah.
But it is. It's a super detailed.
It's just a lamp.
It kind of is, because all the Infinity Gems have LED lights in them.
Uh-huh.
With two settings. You can either have them as a solid glow, or they'll kind of pulse.
It's a lamp.
But it's the coolest lamp ever.
It's a cool lamp.
You couldn't light a room with this thing, but it would be really neat. And it has a base here that you put it on that says Avengers Infinity War on it. Mm-hmm. But it almost looks like you take the glove off and you would... I would try to put it on, but it probably wouldn't fit.
Well, yeah, again, but is this a 4th scale? Like, maybe a kid
maybe
would be
that,
able to
maybe
put
that
it on.
A quarter scale, maybe actually a human size, because Thanos is kind of huge. So maybe shrinking it down might be more... I may have to try to put it on. But it's about 17 centimeters tall.
It's not even 2 feet tall.
Yeah. But it's still cool. And it's battery operated, so you're going to wear up your batteries because you're going to light it up all the time. Like, look at my Infinity Gauntlet!
Yeah.
But I don't know how you're going to get this, because Toys R Us going out of business. I don't know if you have to go online to look for this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you would look for a collectible like this, other than maybe comic shops probably have it. But I bet you're going to pay upwards of near $100 or more.
Looks like it says Hot Toys is the one who produces it, so you probably go to their website.
You could probably go to theirs and order it direct from manufacturer.
A store that sells it.
Yeah. Very cool replica, and it's like really cool. But, you know, I've got a oven mitt of the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, Phil got you the oven mitt.
And... I'm not using it because I don't want to actually damage it. It's just fun to hang on the wall. So.
Oh, and I know I told you, but we have, like, you know, Teacher Appreciation Week. And so I guess our science department is competing against, I don't remember what the other two departments are, for the senior superlative of most likely to be an Avenger. So then then we all had to pick Avengers.
And who did you end up going with in the end?
I honestly, like, there's ones that I really like, but then there's ones that I'm like, that's not really me. So I think I end up, honestly, like, I feel like Chuck Coulson is like, Agent Coulson is like Agent the...
Coulson. Yeah, Chuck Coulson's a completely different
That's a different
person.
Guy. Anyway, Agent Coulson is like me, because, you know, anyway. But I just, he's not officially an Avenger. So I think I went with Doctor Strange since I teach, like, biomed. But I'm not cocky or, like, I don't have a... you know, picture memory or anything like that. So anyway, but that's what I chose.
You meant Doctor Strange.
So, yep.
Well, you are strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, okay, now this is fun.
Uh-huh.
All right, now I only have I don't have a physical copy. I got this, like, cheap. Sometimes mm-hmm. PlayStation has things for really cheap with older Lego games and stuff. But I've got Marvel Superheroes. I've got the first one, and I haven't finished it. Uh-huh. And right now, I am still live streaming, and I did return to it yesterday, live streaming my first time through Kingdom Hearts, and I keep getting stuck. the Marvel Superheroes 2 came out just a few months ago. And they have now released their first DLC, downloadable content, for those that don't know. And they've brought in Marvel's Runaways. It's all the characters and a level pack. This is all for $2.99. This is all completely inspired by the Brian K. Vaughan comic book. And there, of course, is I guess it's critically acclaimed now. There's a TV show currently on Hulu that I have not watched. I don't know how far off the beaten path they go in the Hulu series, how far from the comics it is, but I know that this game will feature Nico Minoru, Chase Stein, Alex Wilder, Carolina Dean, Molly Hayes, Old Lace, and Gertrude, all as you've seen them in the comics, with a completely new level. And the cat's getting into something back there.
He's playing with your Millennium Falcon.
Stop playing with that.
That is not for you. You are not Chewy.
No, she could be Chewy on it.
Yeah, she better not chew on it. See, this is why I usually don't let her in here. There's too many things around here that she would be interested to play with. Because she's a cat, and that's what cats do. All right, but moving on to a lot of other stuff. Oh, did I tell you about this?
I think I saw this, which is kind of exciting, because I really liked him in
Rogue One. The Force is with me, and I am with the Force. Yes. And then I am one. I'm going to have to watch that again. I don't remember the phrase so well. But Donnie Yen, and I've seen one of his other movies from China, where he's Ip Man, which is the actual, I don't know how much truth is in it, but I know that it's a real guy.
Figure, yeah.
He's a real guy. This is the guy who trained Bruce Lee. Mm,
nice.
And so I'm sure it's a little bit of fictionalized, but there's at least two movies, and I think a third one on the way it was talking about, he just started filming Ip Man 4, so there's three of them already, and I've only watched the first one, and it's very, very good. But he's going to be in Mulan.
Yay!
I don't know who.
Oh, it doesn't say who he is.
Don't know who he's playing, but I'm down. But, okay, so the English language version of Mulan from 1998 featured the voices of Ming-Na Wen, Eddie Murphy, Miguel Ferrer, and B.D. Wong, while Jackie Chan voiced Chinese dubs of the movie, which is fun. Can we get Jackie Chan into this movie somehow? Have him be the emperor?
Yes.
Just because it would be awesome. But we don't know
anything
else other than Liu Yifei, which I think she's playing Mulan. I wasn't familiar with her, but now who would you put him in? Because he's probably too old to play the general's son who trains them all.
It depends on what his voice sounds like. I mean, he could look old.
Well, we know
he could be.
But he looks a little older and wiser. Wouldn't he be awesome with what? I can't think of what the bad guy's name is.
Oh, he's like Genghis Khan, but he's not Genghis Khan.
Yeah, the not Genghis Khan character.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he be cool if he was the bad guy? He might. I've never seen him play a bad guy, but because he's very, very low spoken. But maybe
he has those martial arts skills, so they would want to put him in something
where he could kick
show that off, which you could with the bad guy.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
But you certainly could with what's his name? The general's son.
He could be just one of the other characters in there.
Yeah.
He could play. You think he's old enough to play Mulan's dad?
See, I would put Jackie Chan as like Mulan's dad.
That'd be awesome.
Alright,
Disney, you heard it from us.
Or the Emperor or something like that.
Yeah. But I don't know who he's playing, but oh my gosh, I'm down with this now. I was kind of like, oh, a Mulan movie, that could be cool. Now it's like, oh dude, Donnie Yen, I like him. So, so now I'm in for it. Okay. Now this is a little confusing, but I thought it was interesting. Okay, so we know Disney is making a purchase for 21st Century Fox. They're still working out the details, and the deal is not finalized. And I think I saw somewhere the deal may not be completed until around 2019. Mm. But there's something called Sky, which I believe is like a satellite network or caster, something like that. It's kind of like DirecTV, but Disney's got to pay, got to get like the last 61% of stock. They actually have to pay all of the Sky shareholders about $10.75 in pounds, I guess, upon completion of the acquisition. But basically, they're having to buy the shares. That comes out to about $15.24 in cash for every share. Apparently, it's really kind of a confusing thing for me because I don't understand all the details of it. And it's on Variety, and it's all this stuff. But basically, it could be about $31.3 billion that offered for Sky, because they're having to buy that too. Every little division, they're having to go through, I guess, each bit of Fox and work out details for every little thing and purchase a piece at a time from the sound of it. So there is some interesting stuff, and I thought if you happen to have a Sky system, you might be interested to know that the Walt Disney Company is actually going to be buying that out. Okay, so this is kind of neat. You probably heard about Black Panther was like the biggest Marvel presale they've had.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just got dethroned.
Well, I'm not surprised with this Infinity Wars coming up. And
I
know people that are like, oh my gosh, I need to get my tickets and I haven't got my tickets and I'm going to have to wait and I'm never going to be able to see this like until everybody else knows about it and spoilers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, Fandango, where everybody's been doing their pre-sale, Infinity War has already outsold Black Panther. And it says here on Variety that the film is on track for $175 million to a $200 million opening. And only 7 other films in history have topped $175 million in their debuts, and only 5 have ever hit the $200 million mark. I think it could do $200 million.
Oh, I bet it will.
Because this is huge. Because
you've got people that maybe they like this character, but maybe not this other one. You know, so they maybe they haven't seen all of the movies, but now you're combining all the fandoms together into one
epic
movie that looks really awesome.
Yeah.
And the like. And so, yeah. And I don't know, even the trailer, like, it almost seemed like they were self-promoting, where Thanos is like, you know, it's perfectly balanced. It's, you know, have you ever noticed that in the movie trailer? And I thought, oh, is that like your feeling on the movie? Like, is there a little bit of... Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah, there's a line in there where Thanos is like talking about this and it'll be perfectly balanced, and because the balance apparently is his big thing, and
I don't know. And
I was like, ooh. Well,
his motivations really in the comics is that he is in love with death. Now, to me, I haven't read some of these comics, but I believe that is supposed to be Hela from Thor Ragnarok, the goddess of death. I think that might be where they're going with that. I think that. I don't know if that's necessarily how the comics go. I need to probably research that. But I would love to see that connected with Hela somehow. That he's trying to impress her.
But she's not around anymore. She's toast.
Can you really kill the goddess of death?
You killed the planet. That's where her power came from. According to the movie.
Well, Ragnarok happened. And yeah, I guess they kind of wiped out Asgard to stop her, but... I don't know, dude, because Loki was supposed to be gone after the first movie, and there he is. So, I just want to see her come back as Hela, because she was awesome. And wouldn't that be cool?
She was
Thanos.
That might be too much. That might be, too much bad guy to, like, oh, they're going to overcome this. I don't know.
I would like to see something like that happen. Okay? That's all I got to say. If she shows up in the movie, I'm going to be like, oh, no!
We might die from awesomeness overload.
Yes, it would be really awesome. You ever heard of the King of Kong, though, by the way?
The King of Kong, as in Kong. King Kong?
Donkey Kong.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Billy Mitchell, who is known as the first person to score 1 million points on Donkey Kong, they made a documentary about him.
Oh.
Well, they have just stripped him of the title of being the King of Kong.
Oh, why?
Well, apparently he used an emulator and not an official machine.
Oh.
This has been a long time ago, but it's kind of like, really? They're that picky? And let's see, and he's actually even banned from competition.
Well, emulators are supposed to be a copy of the game.
It is the game itself. There must be some sort of difference. But you need to actually play the actual arcade machine and not using any emulation software. So, if the use of MAME or any other emulation software is completely... forbidden for submitting to the leaderboards. So they made the decision to kick him out, even though 2007 documentary, and I think it was on Netflix, I never got a chance to watch it, but The King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters. Was directed by Seth Gordon, and you see somebody named Weeb. Now I think they've actually passed it on to this other guy. Now I can't find his name in the article now, but I remember reading it before, and I did share this to our Facebook page. But I guess it's passed on to him because they had somebody who was trying to compete with Billy Mitchell in the documentary, apparently. So, yeah, I guess Billy Mitchell, you know, beat him, but Weeb or what, I'm not sure how to say his name, kind of comes across as like the villain of the documentary. So it's a little bit, well, strange. Oh, and while we're going outside of Disney, this might almost be of, just stop already. Terminator's getting rebooted again.
Again? Oh.
But here's what they're doing, because they realize they have messed up too many times.
Okay.
They're saying, okay, forget Terminator 3. Forget Terminator Salvation. Even forget Terminator Genesis. We're going to make a sequel to Terminator 2. Oh, and we're going to go and get Linda Hamilton back to play Sarah Connor again. Seasoned warrior style.
Okay.
They've already even got Schwarzenegger on there, and they're on their way, so this is happening. And they've even really recently cast Diego Boneta, which I guess he's on Scream Queens, and something called Rock of Ages, and he's on something called The Titan on Netflix with Sam Worthington. But so Mackenzie Davis, also from Blade Runner 2049 and The Martian, and then Halt and Catch Fire, has actually signed on as well, playing who I don't know. But Tim Miller, who's doing the Deadpool movies, wanted her to play Domino, another Marvel character in Deadpool 2, before he departed the sequel. So he's actually, I don't know, the guy who's doing Deadpool 2, I guess, I'm not doing anything with Domino that I know of. But there's actually a script being written up here by Billy Ray, who adapted The Hunger Games into a script. And he's actually still working on something. James Cameron, and it's back, because he actually is going to regain the rights to the Terminator here in 2019. So he's working on this film, actually, with David Ellison of Skydance. But apparently, when he was trying to get the movie made, he actually sold the rights of the first film for $1 to Galen Hurd.
Wow.
I did not know that. But so he actually has not owned the rights of it, but he's about to get the rights back. And so now he's set this November 22nd, 2019, to release another Terminator film where this might be good, maybe. I don't know. I'm kind of like, oh, Linda Hamilton coming back. That might be good.
Oh, I like Linda Hamilton. Yeah, I don't know what she's been doing lately, but...
Chuck. She was on Chuck.
Well, okay, yeah. Ow, kitty. She snuck up and grabbed me.
Your tail is wet. Have you been sticking it in the water bowl?
I don't know. Okay, well, yes, and everybody gets to learn about our cat's wet tail.
Sorry.
So, but yeah, so they in Terminator 3, they had that Sarah was dead, and maybe they've decided that that's not a good idea. Oh, but you know what? I got something I want to share with y'all, but I need to stop the sound and listen to this.
Hi, everyone. I am wearing my World Showcase Epcot t-shirt today. That can only mean one thing, the release of You'll Find Me on Main Street is tomorrow, April 15th. iTunes, Amazon is a digital release, anywhere you can find it. And man, oh man, I'm so excited. I'm ecstatic, hyperventilating. Might be the biggest understatement of the year. But in all seriousness, I couldn't have done it without so many people. The GoFundMe supporters, everyone who came to the cabaret event in August. The amazing talent on my album, Byron Berline, George Wilkins, the Jamboree Singers, James Clark, Ali Omo, Mike McKee, Sounds of Blackness, Don Luizzi. Just an unbelievable group of people that I got to work with. So I have to thank everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I hope everyone enjoys it. We have a special surprise for you on Monday, of course. And three fun facts I thought I'd, you know, relay to you is, number one, I had 15 songs in the short run for what I wanted to have on the album, but gotta consolidate sometimes of what you want to do. So we got 7 amazing songs that meant a lot to me when I was a child. And number two, I got to produce, record, and promote, and do everything involved with creating an album by myself. So I became a music producer within a year. And number three, I have a special project coming out at the end of May, beginning of June. And that was inspired by this album. Can't talk too much about it yet, but stay tuned to my social media pages from Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and also my website. It's been such a wild magic carpet ride from beginning to end. Thank you all so much for being on this journey with me. Please enjoy You'll Find Me on Main Street, and keep checking back on the Facebook page for Monday's special surprise. And continue to rattle those stars, everyone. I'll see you soon.
Okay, so for anyone who didn't recognize her voice, that was Tammy Tuckey, our guest from last week. Her album that we were talking about is out. And so I just want to remind everybody to pick it up. And yes, I do have links on the Neverland podcast page. If you use my links to go pick up the album, I get like a nickel in the bucket. So,
woohoo!
So come and help us out and go and buy the album, because she's super nice. She's been so much fun the last couple times we've had her on. She's always fun. So I think you're really going to enjoy the album. Like I said, last week I did get to preview a little bit of it. And my copy should have already automatically downloaded from iTunes, because I told her, well, I will go ahead and buy the album to help support you to do this. And so I did. She's even got something else she recorded. I don't know what it's from, but like a single song that I had no idea about. I don't know where it came from, but it's pretty good. I went and listened to that one too. But yeah, go and pick up the album, and preferably linking from my website, because I would really like that nickel. But now it's time to go to the trailer park as soon as I find the right button. Where did I don't have the trailer park button, so we're going to be silent for a second, and I'm going to edit it in.
Mama, another
another gator got in the house.
Another gator? Give me that shovel. Come here.
Get him off. Get that gator.
The Neverland Trailer Park.
Okay, so I thought I was going to save myself editing with this thing, but I forgot to put the button on here for our trailer park audio because Jeremy is always almost professional.
Oops.
Yeah, but that's okay. So the first trailer, and this is fun. You've gotten to see this one before. This is for Solo. Eric does have a reaction with his kids. I didn't get a chance to put anything together to show it to everybody. So we're just going to watch it, and I'm going to let Heather comment on it, and I'm going to comment on it after it. This actually, funny thing, was a week ago. It was like Sunday night. But here we go. This is for Solo, a Star Wars story.
You're after something. Is it revenge? Money? Or is it something else?
You look good. A little rough around the edges, but good.
Heard about a job. Big shot gangster putting together a crew.
I'm a driver, and I'm a flyer. I waited a long time for a shot like this.
What do you think? Well, what do you know?
You got a line on a ship?
Yeah, I know a guy. He's the best smuggler around.
I heard a story about you. I was wondering if it's true.
Everything you've heard about me is true.
Whoa! L3!
Let go of the mean man's face.
Who are these guys?
If you come with us, you're in this life for good.
You might wanna buckle up, baby.
Let me give you some advice. Assume everyone will betray you, and you will never be disappointed.
I got a really good feeling about this.
Since when do you know how to fly?
190 years old?
You look great. Push it!
So the fun part is I'm going to let the StarWars.com sound play just because it's fun. But so this the fun thing about these trailers is the music has been entirely different from what you'd expect from a Star Wars trailer of any sort. Mm-hmm. This is almost a Guardians of the Galaxy-ish music. It's different. You know, it's a little bit of rock and stuff, you know. So it's been fun. But we get to see, like, another Wookiee with Chewie, which a lot of people are saying they've now made Chewie's wife canon by bringing her into a movie.
It would be nice little tie-in because, you know, there's everybody loves Chewie, but not much is known about Chewie as far as, like, the movies go other than he's always with Han Solo.
We did see him in episode 3, though, fighting the clone or the battle droids there.
Yeah, so, you hint of his past, but not really much about that. So kind of exciting to maybe get a chance to get maybe a peek at what Chewie's life is like, you know, aside from what we've seen with, you know.
Yeah, but the other thing shaking people up is Han Solo saying he's got a good feeling about this, which is so
opposite.
Because
it's always a bad one.
And plus, he's such a cynic, though, from how we know it. Mm-hmm. But I really think this is where we're going to see him, you know, the youthful, energetic, excited to becoming that cynic we know him as. I mean, we even hear, I believe, Woody Harrelson's character telling him, one thing you're going to learn is just don't trust anybody. So I think we're going to slowly see some character growth of him becoming the Han Solo we know, but we're going to see, like, this youthful, excited, rash pilot, you know, that's optimistic, and how that's going to change, probably in the course of this film. We also get a look at the bad guy in here, which I know I forgot the actor's name, but he's the same guy who's been playing Vision and was Jarvis, Paul Bettany. Mm-hmm. He's actually, it's hard to recognize him because he's all scarred up, but he apparently is the villain. I don't know if he's the guy that's in the white mask with the spike. That kind of looks like that trading card we got. It's that guy. I don't know if that's the same guy. I don't think it is.
I don't know.
But yeah, so this looks very, very cool, and we are very excited. But now...
I do like the line of, like, you know, once you get into this life, like, you're always here. And I feel like that's really true. Like, he's always been the smuggler. Maybe this is where it starts.
Yeah, he can't seem to get away from it. He comes right back to it, even in The Force Awakens. Kitty, you're trying to get attention. She's giving us silent meows now. She's looking at us like, we're both here, and neither one of us are paying attention to her.
Well, we are, what, about 15 minutes out from food time, so there you
go. Oh, yes, she's starting to think about food. Well, you're just going to have to wait, because we got one more trailer. And now, you have not seen this trailer at all. I'm going to go full screen on this one. This is The Incredibles 2.
Did you wash your hands? With soap? Did you dry them?
What? Is this all vegetables? Who wanted all vegetables?
I did. So, are we going to talk about it?
What?
The elephant in the room.
What elephant?
Mom's new job.
It's time to make some wrong things right. Help me bring supers back into the sunlight. We need to change people's perceptions about superheroes, and Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me?
Whoa! I like Mom's new job!
Bye, sweetie.
I'll watch the kids, no problem.
That's not the way you're supposed to do it, Dad. They want us to do it this way.
I don't know that way. Why would they change math? Math is math.
Okay,
math,
Dad.
Is math. Hello?
Hey, honey.
How are the kids?
Everything's great.
Is she having adolescence?
And Jack-Jack?
He's in excellent health.
Oh, what the?
Num-num cookie.
Oh, my God.
Cookie.
Whoa, okay. That is freaky.
You know it's crazy, right? To help my family, I gotta leave it. To fix the law, I gotta break it.
You've got to, so our kids can have that choice.
Thank you, young man.
Combustion imminent? What does that mean?
Ah! It means fire, Robert.
The screen slater interrupts this program for an important announcement.
Suit up. It might get weird.
I'll be there ASAP.
Where you going ASAP? You better be back ASAP.
Anybody else felt like you've already watched this movie and it was called The Incredibles?
A little bit, but there, I feel like there's gotta, I'm hoping there's gonna be more with Elastigirl's new job than, like, what, you know, Bob had.
Yeah, it's like, this the same movie, only reversed. Even, we're continuing the same joke, granted it's fun, that's one of the, that is very funny, where is my super suit? We're continuing that gag, but we still have, oh look, we're having an argument at the dinner table, again. And now one of them is going off to a new job, and they're doing their superhero at their new job that is now high-paying, and they're getting a thing, while the other one is staying home, and they're struggling to keep the family together while one of them is trying to go be superhero, and the other one is trying to take care of the family. I feel like I've watched this movie already. I'm a little disappointed. I wanted to see them all together, like where we got them at the end of the first movie. However, it does look like fun, and I'm still going to go, and I'm probably still going to enjoy it, but I'm a little disappointed. I feel like they rehashed the first movie.
Well, I mean, like, obviously they're not in hiding. They're able to do their superhero.
No, apparently they are in hiding. They're trying to now make it legal again. So having Elastigirl out there is now to help bring the supers back. Which I thought that's what happened at the end of the movie. Because no school like the old school. And look, the supers are back. And they just saved us from these giant killer robots. But we apparently still have to go and...
I don't know. I'm being positive about this one. I mean, yeah, there's some things that look like... The first movie, maybe those are just little, I'm hoping they're just these little things that just remind us of the first movie, but I don't know, there is a bit in there that kind of does look like, you know, the same thing, but I don't know, I'm gonna be positive about this one and just go in without huge expectations and just go and enjoy the movie, because, you know, I really love the first one.
Yeah, but it's because I love the first one so much that I really want this one to be good, but I hope it's not as much of a rehash of the original film as what it appears to be. Because I really want to have a good time in there, and I don't want to be sitting there like, gosh, I just wanted something a bit more new. Now, we do get to see this new villain, Screenslaver. We don't know anything about that. I suspect that this character you see, that's kind of this... when I looked up some stuff before, he was like this executive type of person, and it's like him and his sister or something together are trying to bring the supers back. I wonder if they're not somehow connected with this villain. I don't know. I'm not sure what the case is, but I want to see all of the Incredibles out getting to do stuff, which we do kind of see in the trailer. They're all doing stuff, but I have a feeling that's going to be at the end of the movie. Kind of like the other. So we'll see. I hope that I am wrong, and it's not just rehashing the first movie with more of a modern context of we're trying to help, you know, promote, we want to have more female-led movies, you know, which is kind of a trend right now. I hope that's not the entire basis for putting out another Incredibles movie. It's just like, oh, we can rehash the story, but now we can do it to try to appeal to more of the, you know, area of we need more female superheroes or something. So that's what it's kind of seeming like. I'm like, I know they could do much better than just following a trend and rehashing a movie. You know?
I don't know.
I really want this to be good, and I'm really worried about it. But even if they rehash it, the first movie's good enough. If they rehash it, I'm still probably going to enjoy it. I want more from this movie than what I'm seeing. Although, it does look like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like fun.
And it's funny, so I'm still going to have a good time.
Jack-Jack, I have a feeling, is going to be some of the better parts of it because yeah. You know, he's got his powers.
And yeah, seen all
the
stuff.
He's kind of like out of control with all the powers. I mean, how do you be a parent to that? Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. And that seems to be one of the things. And that's actually something I may have talked about on the show before. I thought the sequel would be a lot of fun to maybe even go a few years down the road and Jack-Jack learning to get control over all these ridiculous powers he has. Mm-hmm. Which even as a baby, I guess, can be a thing of them trying to, you know. But that could be an entire sequel right there, is Jack-Jack and his crazy powers and the growing curve of learning to control it and stuff like that. And not because he's almost all-powerful in a lot of ways. He can almost do anything, get away with anything he wants. And we kind of see this in this trailer. You know, you have to bribe him with a cookie. But he's got so much power that he'd almost do anything he wants. And they could have had maybe it's in the movie somewhere. But I would think he'd have to be a little older to struggle with choosing to use his powers to do good, or choosing to use his power selfishly because he could get whatever he wants with that much power. So that, to me, would have been an interesting movie, is Jack-Jack a little bit older and trying to figure out what to do with his powers, you know. That would have been a good movie in my book, but we get hopefully not a rehash. I don't want to use that word anymore, but that's what I'm afraid it's going to be. But I'm still going to see it, and I'm still going to have a good time, so... But alrighty, we have about run out of time here, so I guess we will just wrap this up.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/NeverlandPodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Yay!
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.